Well, they have a new deputy prosecutor named Mr. James Stewart. He's a fairly recent arrival, and I know he's currently undergoing a review of all the cases. And from every indication that I get, he will certainly be supportive and working very closely with the prosecutor, Ms. Fatou Bensouda. He fully recognizes, as she does, that there is an issue or perception of balanced prosecution. And I must tell you, this came up when I was in The Hague on September 26th, while I sit in the gallery of the courtroom when the Charles Taylor appeals verdict was announced, where his 11-count conviction and 50-year sentence was upheld. People that were there, many of them were from Africa, and some were from Liberia, some were from Sierra Leone, and some were from Ivory Coast that I had an opportunity to talk with. And, of course, their concern came up about the balance of justice. Just as we were able to pursue balanced justice in Sierra Leone, pursuing all warring factions and indicting and prosecuting those who bear the greatest responsibility, people see that as a template now, and that's what they expect. And they expect the same thing should be done in Ivory Coast. And at the time, it was not made public, although the Minister of Justice in Ivory Coast had inadvertently mentioned that during a press conference in Ivory Coast, that there was an arrest warrant for Charles Blaye Goudé. They finally released it a couple of days later. So it wasn't publicly released while I was there. But I certainly had the opportunity to convey this concern to the Office of the Prosecutor and let them know from firsthand experience there will be no restorative or retributive justice, particularly restorative justice, reconciliation in Ivory Coast, unless all parties are brought to justice. The concern is I was there from day one when the Ivorian Civil War started, September 19, 2002. I was in Freetown, and, of course, there was a civil war in Liberia, and, of course, a civil war erupted shortly after I got there in Ivory Coast. And everybody in Ivory Coast, whether you were a pro-Gbagbo supporter or pro-Ouattara, they all know that there were atrocities committed on both sides, and they want justice. And now that there have been three people identified wherein arrest warrants were issued by the ICC, it really is enhancing and creating additional tensions in the country when it looks like, perceptually, they're only going after one side. So it's clear with their mandate, going back to September 19, 2002, to the present and post-election violence, and also there were links that were addressed in the UN Security Report that was issued in May of this year, identifying links to some UN arms embargo linked to GM Soros and members of the Force Nouvelle, that they're going to have to deal with this. And it is my hope that they will do the right thing, and they do it soon. Because if the people in Ivory Coast want reconciliation, there's got to be a retributive justice legitimately attributed to all warring factions. And everybody knows, not only in Ivory Coast, but in the Mano River Union region, that GM Soros is certainly responsible directly. He has individual criminal responsibility, and certainly he aided and abetted the atrocities that were committed from 2002 up till last year when the UN's embargo was identified in the UN report. Panel of experts in Ivory Coast.
Dr. White, what do you say to people who criticize the UN Security Council for not being forceful to recommend to the ICC the prosecution of alleged perpetrators of the crime during the civil war in Ivory Coast on the side of President Ouattara? They are saying the UN Security Council is quick to point out, let's say, former the Sudanese president, Al-Bashir, but not in the case of Ivory Coast. So what do you say to that?
Well, as I have previously publicly stated, they need to rise up officially and publicly and make their voice heard to their elected officials. There are members of their parliament that they need to demand that action be taken. Now, I know he's the Speaker of the Parliament, and this is politically unpalatable for many reasons right now. But at the end of the day, justice is justice. And as they say, justice delayed is justice denied. And people know the atrocities that he committed, and they also know that there will never be peace without justice in Ivory Coast. Irrespective of which side you're on, people at the end of the day truly want justice. This is even a political issue. It is simply a matter of fairness, transparency, and balanced justice. And I hope for the credibility of the ICC that they ensure that there is balanced prosecution. I bring this up again because I wish them well. I want to see them succeed. But I do know from my own personal experience and professional experience, living and working in Sierra Leone as the chief of investigations for the special court and living and working on the continent, people want fairness. And if they don't see that, they will not view the international justice community as being fair and balanced, because no matter which political side you're on, those days could change. So you have to be fair, and you have to be perceived as fair. So I hope they will do that. There has been a recent revelation of some old information, but new. There was a Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights that actually conducted an independent commission of inquiry back in 2004, and it was in an RFI article that was dated January 28, 2005. They had identified and reported and published the names of alleged perpetrators that were contained in a secret annex to this report. And there's 95 people listed in that. But amongst the best-known personalities that was listed in there was GM Soro, the leader of the rebels, Force Nouvelle, who was accused of summary executions, Simone Gbagbo, the wife of the president, and Blaise Goudet. And, of course, Simone Gbagbo and Blaise Goudet, Charles Blaise Goudet, all have ICC arrest warrants issued for them. And, of course, the situation with Simone Gbagbo, the Ivorian government has refused to surrender her. They are claiming that they have the capacity to try her in the country. We don't know what they're going to do about Charles Blaise Goudet. But the point is, they've identified two of the three individuals that have already had action taken against them. And the perpetrator that was identified as being at the top of the list was GM Soro. And this is something that needs to come out from the this report, which from what I understand has been not revealed to the public, but is very damning and also has photographs and all the evidence that is needed that supported. This was issued by the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry that was sponsored by the High Commissioner of Human Rights in Geneva. They have this report, and that needs to be public. And I think the people should demand this. They should demand of their elected officials and even President Ouattara, who said that nobody was above the law. So now it's his time to be taken to task by the people to do that and cooperate with the ICC and certainly ensure that those that he asked to come in, which was the ICC, to cooperate with them. And the people, the voice of the people is very, very powerful, and they will not go away. And I encourage them to demand this from their elected officials and make their voices known even within the region. And there's no reason why they can't reach out to civil society, the human rights groups, and actually the UN themselves and demand that this information be released.
How soon do you think the International Criminal Court will pick this case up based on the suggestions that you have made to people in Ivory Coast to demand fair and equal justice for all?
Well, my hope is that if they haven't already undertaken this responsibility, that they should and should immediately. This will be a testament to the credibility of the ICC and in particular the Office of the Prosecutor for balanced and fair and transparent justice. The Ivorian people demand this. The international community demands this, and it's right. Again, the same situation we were faced with in Sierra Leone. And although it may have been unpopular at the time, we made sure that we looked at a balance at all warring factions, And we didn't do it sequentially. You cannot do sequential investigations. You can't go after a few and then go after a few later. You need to look at all of them at the same time for a lot of reasons. Witness testimony can dry up. Physical evidence can disappear. So it needs to be balanced. And quite frankly, with the donors that are contributing to the international justice system, they can't afford to have just one side investigated and prosecuted, and then you go back 5 to 7 years or whatever the time frame may be, and then start the process all over. That's not how it works. It has to be looked at across the board, and look, you're not going to get everybody, and that's not what their role is, but they need to look at the serious offenders of all warring factions, and their mandate goes back to September 19, 2002. And clearly, right at the top of the list is GM Soro. And also, don't forget, he's allegedly responsible for the death of Ibrahim Koulibaly, who was killed on the 27th of April in 2011. And there are allegations that he was executed, beaten severely, and then executed, shot in the heart. These are all serious allegations. They are linked directly to this person, going back from September 19, 2002, all the way up to the election and post-election. So these are things, again, for balance and credibility. This needs to be looked at, and action needs to be taken. And this is what the voice of the people, not only in Ivory Coast, but in the region, are demanding. So I hope they do the right thing. I have confidence in them. But it certainly has to be sooner than later because, as you know, you track Africa a lot. That is your job. There's a lot of tension in Ivory Coast right now, and this only adds fuel to the opposition when they see it looks like it's only victor's justice. And that should not be. That should be certainly an issue that needs to be addressed with, because perception, if that's what people perceive, then perception is fact to them. So I hope they move out quick. I have full faith and confidence in them. They have a good team. But it has to be sooner than later for the credibility, at least in my judgment, for the court, and more importantly for the people of Ivory Coast. They demand it, and they want it, and they're entitled to it.